Chapter 3. The Lodge. Lena and Milo climbed up the rocky slope into the jungle. They could hear the rumble of engines behind them. Lena glanced back through a gap in the branches as a shadow fell over the shipwreck. The trees shook, and the siblings shielded their eyes as a wave of heat rolled over them. A sleek, blunt-nosed shuttle descended toward the crash site. It was black and gold, with platinum bearings and 8 ion engines. It looked just as expensive as the settlement they'd seen from the air. Lena breathed a deep sigh of relief. This wasn't an Imperial vessel. Through the glass of the cockpit, she could make out a tall figure bent over the controls. The pilot fired the thrusters, and the ship hovered above the wreck. The rear hatch slid back, and 2 figures emerged, crouching on the edge. One was slender and clad in black, face covered by a close-fitting mask that was oddly familiar. The other was shorter and heavier, tightly gripping the side of the shuttle. The tall one jumped off first, landing upright on the roof of the shipwreck with ease. The second was clumsier, dropping awkwardly onto the wreck and rolling on his back. The first figure looked around, scanning the tree line. Lena pulled herself and Milo back into the shadows, cursing her own foolishness. They could easily have been spotted. Just because the newcomers weren't stormtroopers didn't mean they weren't dangerous. Milo and Lena scrabbled up the slope. Leaves stung their faces as they ran. Lena heard the ship rising back into the air. Glancing up, she saw it fly overhead toward the landing strip. So much for their getting back to the bird unseen. Just then, there was a muffled crackling noise.
"Mistress Lena," someone said, startling her. "Mistress Lena, can you hear me?"
Lena reached into her pocket and pulled out her little comlink.
"Crater, what's happening?"
"I am still inside the Venture's cockpit," the droid replied. "2 people have entered and are inspecting the shipwreck."
"Don't let them hear you," Milo warned.
"Don't worry, Master Milo," CR-8R told him. "I have disconnected my exterior vocal..."